ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यथैव सूर्यात् प्रभवन्ति वारः, यथैव सूर्यात् प्रभवन्ति वारः, पुनस् Actually, I will go just quickly. पुनश्च तस्मिन् प्रविशन्ति काले भूतानि भूमौ स्थिरजङ्गमानि तथा हरावेव गुणा प्रवाह यथैव सूर्यात् प्रभवन्ति वारा भुनश्च तस्मिन् प्रविशन्ति काले भूतानि भूमौ स्थिरजङ्गमानि तथा हरावेव गुणा प्रवाह यथैव सूर्यात् प्रभवन्ति वारा पुनश्च तस्मिन् प्रविशन्ति काले भूतानि भूमौ स्थिरजङ्गमानि तथा हरावेव गुणा प्रवाह। Yes, thank you. Mataji's, yes. Yes. Rajangamani Aharami. Thank you. This was a chorus. Yata es eva certainly suryat from the sun prabhavanti is generated Vadaha water Bunaha again Cha and Tasmin unto it Pravishanti enters Kale in due course of time Bhutani all living entities. Bhumo to the earth. Stira not moving. Jangamani and moving. Tata similarly. Haro unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eva, certainly, guna pravaha, emanational nature. The translation, and during the rainy season, water is generated from the sun, and in due course of time, during the summer season, the very same water is again absorbed by the sun. Mm-hmm. So, during the rainy season, by the activities of the sun, the water comes down, and then during the summer season, that same water again returns, is absorbed by the sun. Similarly, all entities moving and inert are generated from the earth, and again, after some time, they all return to the earth as dust. Similarly, everything emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in due course of time, everything again enters into Him. Purport. Because of their poor fund of knowledge, impersonalist philosophers cannot understand how everything comes from the Supreme Person and then merges into Him again. As Brahma Sanghita confirms, you can chant with me, those who know, Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Kotishvashesha Vasudhari Vibhur Tibhinnam Tat Brahmanishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindamani Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. Transcendental rays emanate from the body of Krishna. And within those rays, which are the Brahman effulgence, everything is existing. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Matstani Sarva Bhutani. Although Krishna is not personally present everywhere, His energy is the cause of all creation. The entire cosmic manifestation is nothing but a display of Krishna's energy. The two examples given in this verse are very vivid. During the rainy season, the rain, by rejuvenating the production of vegetables on earth, enabled animals to obtain living energy. When there's no rain, food is scarce, and man and animal simply die. All vegetables, as well as moving living entities, are originally products of the earth. They come from the earth, and again they merge into the earth. Similarly, the total material energy is generated from the body of Krishna, and at such a time, the entire cosmic manifestation is visible. When Krishna winds up his energy, everything vanishes. This is explained in a different way in Brahma Sanghita. Please. Yasyaika nishvasita kalamata valamya jivanti loma vilaya jagarandanata Vishnu Mahansa iha yasya kala vishesho Govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. This immaterial creation comes from the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the time of annihilation, again enters into him. This process of creation and dissolution is made possible by the breathing of the Mahavishnu, who is only a plenary portion of Krishna. Please let us say the prayers. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Gosvati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskachyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we were in Jatipur the other day, where people still eat from earthen dishes, you know, and earthen cups. A very nice illustration of what is explained here in this verse. From the earth, a potter takes a certain amount of clay and then puts it on his potter wheel. And you can see this in Vrindavan. He brings the wheel into a rotation and then shapes these little cups from it. And people take the cups, drink their water, and after using them, they throw them at a certain place where they again become earth. And so we all are like this. All of you are little cups. You have been made of material elements, earth, water, fire, etc., and a lot of mind and intelligence. And you have been made a cup like this, and we call this cup Krishna Das or Radharani Dasi. And at the time, and at a certain time, the You will be thrown on the earth and disintegrate. That's the end of Krishna Das in for one lifetime. So we are all really existing in Kale. Kale means in the frame of time, where our material elements which surround the soul have been given shape by our karma and karma. We are now in the shape here, the material shape, and it will be absorbed again in the totality of material elements, just like the cup in Jatipur is made from the clay. It exists time and then is disintegrating and merging again in the earth. So behind all of this is the potter, is Krishna. Not Hari Potter, but Krishna Potter. Who has who observes the process of creation and annihilation and in his transcendental rupa is and remains separate from it. This is a little bit the explanation of the verse. This verse was spoken by Narada Muni to the Prachetas. The Prachetas had earlier met Lord Shiva and received instructions from him, but due to the forgetful nature of this material world, they had again forgotten. It may be a little bit like all of us who have received spiritual instructions, but then after some time the spiritual instructions are not so present in our lives any longer. So the Prachetas met Narada Muni and they said, can you please revive and refresh our spiritual understanding and knowledge by preaching to us? And one of Narada Muni's instructions is here in this verse where he says, my dear Prachetas, please know you are only here for a short time. Your bodies and mind has been created and will be again dissolving. No? It's almost like if someone meets us and says, Krishna Das. Oh, Krishna Das, please remember you got a little entangled in your life. Please remember you are only here for a short time. This body is given to you for a brief moment. Use your time properly. In the 10th canto, King Muchukunda expresses very nicely what takes place when you meet a saint. What happens to you? He expresses in one verse, this is so nice, when the living entity meets a devotee, a sadhu, then his material life comes to an end. Why does them come to an end when we meet a sadhu? Listen for the reason. Because at that time, when the meeting is taking place, a matihi is born. Matihi means something like an inclination or an inner orientation in life. Elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, in the second canto, it is said that the goal of life changes. What was previously the goal is now no longer the goal, and a pure transcendental goal and the inclination to attain it is coming together when you meet a sadhu. You can see when you have real association with devotees, you should watch, is it working? Is my inclination to engage on the spiritual path becoming stronger. When your inclination becomes weaker and you get discouraged, then somehow you have either not met a proper, maybe you have not opened your heart, or something did not work out very well. In devotees association, the matihi, a very important word for you. Mati means inclination is born. Each one of us is acting all the time because of the inclination, which is sometimes not visible for others, but it is because it is there in the heart. This inclination needs to be changed. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a very important instruction manual. It is called Harinam Chintamani. And in that work, he expresses in the third chapter why it is so important to meet a real devotee. He says, when we meet a devotee, the devotee will explain to us, now comes another word, sambandha gyan, the knowledge of the relationship. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this sambandha gyan, which the sadhu explains to us and which becomes our new matihi, our new inner orientation or inclination, consists of three points. If you want to be properly situated in your Krishna consciousness, you just need to meditate about the three points. Would you like to know them? Good. I would tell them anyways. The first point is, which you need to really think about every day, is I am an eternal soul. The second point, and I am small. I'm small. I'm helpless. The second point, for regular meditation, it's a fundament, it's an inclination, it's a new orientation, is Krishna is my infinite master. And the third understanding is this material world is meant for my sense enjoyment. I was just check if you are listening or if you are sleeping, and most of you are sleeping. If you were listening, you would go, no, you're speculating, get down from the seat. Why are you not listening this morning? You need to concentrate a little, otherwise I cannot work on you. So, I will check you a few times. The third point means this material world is only meant for one purpose, and that is to correct my mistaken mentality. It's meant that I can correct this absent-mindedness, that I'm away, that I'm not thinking of Krishna. So let us summarize, because we will need this to understand more what is to come. When we meet a sadhu, like the Prachetas met Narada Muni, us who met Srila Prabhupada, then we are corrected in our inclination, which was previously binding us to the material world, and we are now given another bondage, sambandha, something which binds us to the spiritual world. See, this cloth has a knot. Can you see it? This binds the cloth together so that it does not fall away. So sambandha is a knot, is a bond, binds you to Krishna so that you do not fall away. What you need to know is, I am a very small living entity. I am a soul. Krishna is my master, and I'm only here in this world to correct my absent-mindedness. Truant mentality is a word, absent, that I've turned away. In other words, the sadhu will give us shraddha. And shraddha is the starting point, the middle point, and the end point in our spiritual life. First is the komal, a soft shraddha. Then, then this shraddha becomes nishta, firm faith, and later it develops into the more advanced states of attachment and finally love. So on this journey of faith, something very nicely happens if you a seed which you have received from your spiritual master. What I will tell you now is something so beautiful. It is coming from the commentaries of Vyasadev, and he says, shraddha gives birth to virya. Virya means an energetic endeavor to pursue the practice of bhakti. Virya means also inner strength. Inner strength means a strong faith. Someone who has a strong faith is strong. Someone who has a weak faith is weak. So from this inner strength comes a very important function which you need on your spiritual life. It is smriti, an undisturbed mind. When you have a strong faith and inner strength, your mind will always remember the advice of the Shastras, no matter what should happen in your life. Isn't that beautiful? Shraddha develops into inner strength, and that will, you will have a first-class memory. You will always know, okay, I better act like this. I remember something happened to me on Govardhan Parikrama the other day. Near Jatipur, there are very expert thieves. They attacked me and did a quick body check to see if I have a mobile phone or one of these little monsters, an iPhone or computer. And then they steal it. They're very, it goes like this. You can, one can learn it from them. No. So they had checked everything except my very nice woolen jacket to which I'm considerably attached. And they were pulling it away from me. Now, I really am attached to this jacket because it's so warm in winter, and winter is coming. So I grabbed it, but the thief grabbed it even stronger and pulled it. Now at that moment, I remembered my techniques from street fighting, some samurai techniques. And I was just about to use the knock your enemy technique, when all of a sudden, smriti came. The good memory. No, you are in the holy dham. These are dham vasis. They are dear to Giriraj. He has sent them to you to test you. Don't act in a material way. Act in a spiritual way. And with great heaviness, I chanted, Jai Radhe! And the thief went, what? And then I smiled, because in Braj you should always smile. That's the way of communicating without any problem. And he gave back the jacket. You keep your jacket. Smriti. No, it's not about the example. Please remember, my old program to fight was coming, but because I have a little faith in Krishna consciousness, the smriti, the memory came, which was very important at that moment, because when you are engaged in fight with the residents of the Holy Dham, you really displease Krishna, and it becomes questionable if you can stay in Vrindavan Dham or not. So this memory came. This happens when you act upon Shraddha. Shraddha gives smriti, and finally it develops into samadhi, which means undivided concentration, and pragya, realization, where one sees things as they are and ultimately is able to distinguish between matter and soul. Let me summarize. When we meet a devotee, faith is given to us. As we cultivate this faith or this matihi, it grows stronger and it becomes our best friend on our spiritual journey. It gives us strength, which is so important for our spiritual journey, and smriti, remembrance of the Shastras. In what should we rest our faith if we wish to make proper advancement? Has any one of you thought about this before in your life? When we say Prabhu or Mataji, have more faith, it will help you. You will come more to the spiritual platform. What are the resting places of faith? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Shraddha means to have firm belief in the scriptures which are informing us about bhakti. In the Shastras it is said that if you, that Shastra is our left eye and our right eye. Even if our material eyes should be closed, if we have faith in the scripture, we can run in the darkness and not fall. When you have faith in the scriptures, my dear devotees, you will see the things very clearly. This faith in the scriptures needs to be cultivated. And when Srila Prabhupada was dictating his last purports plural, on the 13th canto, he encouraged all of us to regularly read the Bhagavatam, because only then we will be able to see clearly. So if you wish to become more strong in your spiritual life, go to the scriptures, read them with faith, because that will do a lot for you. The second, and I will talk a little bit more about this, where our faith should be placed, it means we should have the aspiration to attentively follow the process of devotion as described in those scriptures. So, two things. Shraddha in the scriptures, and then in the process of which the scriptures have given. And now I come to my favorite subject matter. It will be more interesting for you because this process is Harinam, chanting the holy name. Put your faith in the scriptures which describe the process and you are safe in bhakti. This Harinam, my dear devotees and my dear skeptics, there's a little monkey climbing Hare Krishna, Arjuna. It's getting bored. This is dangerous. No, you do what you need to do. In chanting, you sometimes are not immediately successful. In chanting, you don't sometimes have immediately high feelings of spiritual inspirations. In chanting, you may not see Radha and Krishna this evening or tomorrow. Mm-mm. But Jiva Goswami says, we should pursue the chanting in our life like someone who is digging for gold. Now, those of you from India, they must have also heard about the big gold rush. It was said in North America, there are these rivers and there are on the shores of the rivers these gold nuggets. Nuggets means these small pieces of gold. And millions of people from Europe even, I remember my people who were related to my body in the past, they went to America. And my dear devotees, they were so patient and so faithful when they were digging for the gold. They had to stand in freezing winter with a little, it's called a sifter, and go into the river and take the earth and go oh no, again no gold. Then again, oh no gold, and I'm freezing and I want to go to the toilet. But let me try again. Some gold is there. You must be like that gold searcher in the gold rush when you apply the process of chanting. Again and again, you must chant your rounds, and one day you will see how holy names, the forms of the divine couple Radha and Krishna manifest, and you will find your gold. Jiva Goswami says, as one anxious to find gold continues in his attempts, whether he finds any or not, similarly, a devotee continuously attempts to achieve perfection, whether he is successful or not. And he says perfection means the direct perception of Sri Hari, who drives out all faults like lust from the heart and gives supreme bliss. So faith in the scriptures and in the process means no matter what happens to you, no matter if you have to be a little patient in your process, one day you will get the mercy of Krishna. Now, I have very good. It doesn't have to take so long. It can go quite fast until you find your gold or your Radha and Krishna. In the Shastras, it is discussed what is the best sadhana. And the answer to this question is, sadhana, you know, spiritual practice. What is the best sadhana? And the what could you give as an answer? What is the best sadhana? You all know I have my answer, and I'm very fired up with my answer. So you, obviously, young devotees know everything. I like to ask the older devotees, what is the best sadhana, and why is it the best sadhana? What do you want to do with the sadhana? Yes. The best sadhana is that which purifies the impure heart. Would you agree? I think we can see, as long as the heart is impure, how will we receive Krishna? Krishna will not come in an impure heart. But if our heart can be purified, that is the process which can do that for you, is the best sadhana. So in chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna himself, in his most merciful form, as the holy name, comes and becomes the street sweeper. He purifies the heart so that it is possible for you to actually perceive him in the Chetodarpana Marjanam, in the heart which is purified from all dust and all material contamination. Krishna, who is God, comes with his powerful Kripa Shakti, his mercy energy, and he is working on your heart with this most powerful Shakti. It's the most powerful Shakti because it can transform an impious sinner, a man who's very bad, or a woman who's very bad, can be transformed with Krishna by his Kripa Shakti. And when Krishna sees devotee is taking to chanting the holy name and is trying to avoid the offenses, Krishna immediately comes and does this street sweeper work. In India, street sweepers are called bangis. You know, you can see them in villages sometimes. They're very dirty and they have their instruments and they clean the open canalization. There's a stool of 1 week there, and they take their instrument and put it on, you know, these carts and transport it away. So we all, our hearts are like streets. There's so much material desires reside. Yeah? But when you chant the holy name, Krishna takes this form and is willing to purify the heart. Have we not all noticed this? Especially when we sing together in large assemblies, and we make it a point to sing for Krishna. Have we not all noticed how our heart feels? How does it feel? More light. Huh? More, because the weight of all this heavy contamination has been taken out by Krishna, by pranayama, by austerities, by visiting sacred pilgrims, sacred places of pilgrimage. This Kripa Shakti may not become active. Krishna, who knows how sad our condition is, has put all his energies, which are distributed in acts of charity, places of pilgrimage, austerities. He has gathered together all these energies, which culminate in the queen of all his energies, the Kripa Shakti. Huh? And he had placed this energy into the holy name. And when you chant it, take the holy name to heart, at that time, this energy becomes active on your heart and removes the contaminations which stand in the way between you and Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee is only one. You will be surprised how he sees it or expresses it. He says, the non-devotee is not interested in Krishna's mercy. The non-devotee is not thinking at all of God's mercy. He's not interested in this mercy. And the devotee that makes him different from so many non-devotees is very interested in this mercy. Interested in this mercy. He wants this mercy very much. What is the best sadhana? That which purifies the heart. And what purifies the heart in the best way? It is that sadhana in which Krishna has embedded all his energy. It's the chanting of the holy name where his Kripa Shakti is residing. But you have to learn this sadhana, this spiritual practice. My dear devotees, it's so important. If someone just gives you a bow and an arrow and doesn't teach you how to move it and how to aim the arrow will always miss the target. So if the mantra is the bow, says the Bhagavatam, and the pure living entity is like the arrow, but you have to learn how to use that so that it goes to the target, which is the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. No? Now, you only need to know one thing about this practice. There are 10 offenses, and if you chant with offenses, the mantra will not reach Radha and Krishna. They will hear it, but they will not accept your chanting fully. If you all these offenses from one root. Please look at this wonderful tree, this tamal tree. He's a resident of Krishna Balaram, and he has chanted much more than all of us. This one tree grows from a root. There are many leaves, many branches, much to see on this tree, but it all comes from a root. So the offenses of chanting Hare Krishna come from the root of pramada, come also from a root. This root is called inattention. This morning I was chanting with a good chanter. He comes from the peninsula of Spain, and his voice sounds like smoke. It's a very beautiful voice. And we were sitting and chanting. And then I saw he's really chanting very attentively. And I leaned over to him and said, Maharaji, today I will speak something. I will say something which I want to say to you. Isn't it sometimes difficult to concentrate the mind on chanting? And Maharaji went, yes, 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 very difficult. But we are trying and it works. But we are, all of us are not like Maharaji, like our Maharaj. So I want to give you a tip. Have you tried to control your mind when you are chanting, and have you seen that it is very difficult? Oops. I'm sorry. Yes, no, middle, yes, good, not good. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, simply by one's own endeavor, no one in this world can overcome distractedness. Such a victory can come about only by your merciful blessings, my Lord. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary to beg for your grace. My dear devotees, when you sit down and chant, you should beg for the mercy of the holy name. You should be like a devotee who is interested in the Kripa Shakti, the queen of Krishna's energies. Queen means she rules over all the other Shaktis. And you should beg, I'm sitting down to chant, but with me, my whole life has sat down. I wanted to sit down alone, just with my heart, which prays for you. But unfortunately, my whole life has come. I wanted to leave it in England and come to Vrindavan and run away, but it came along. I wanted my old life and my thoughts to stay in Germany. But it has come to me right under the desire trees of Vrindavan, and it keeps desiring. So my dear Lord, by your mercy, it is possible to control this old thoughts, this old life. Please give me your grace, your mercies. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, every morning you should take a broom. Do you know what is a broom? And we should sweep the mind. We should help Krishna sweeping, you know, that he doesn't do it all alone. We should show. We are also there with our little jaru. And this sweeping of the mind, he said to his devotees, means to sing the song of, how to express it, of my life. It's a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Would you like to hear it? With melody or with melody? Melody, okay. Amada jivan sada paperata nahi ko punyera lesh parere utvega di acheye kato. Parere udvega diace yekato diace jivera klesh. I'm sorry, but I'm becoming a little bit fiery here. Throughout my whole life, I have been addicted to sin. I have never performed any pious activities. I have simply been a source of disturbance and suffering for others. For my own pleasure, I never fear to commit any sin. I am devoid of pity and full of selfishness. I'm sorry at others' happiness, and I'm an impossible liar. Indeed, I take pleasure when I see others suffer. Did you hear about him? Oh. Oh, yeah, tell me more. I want to hear more of his weaknesses so that I can get some pleasure in my life. Endless are the selfish desires in my heart. I'm inclined to anger and devoted to arrogance. Intoxicated by conceit and deluded by attraction to sense pleasure, I ornament myself with pride and envy. There are three more verses, but you would faint if I read them to you. So, a little bit more. It means, because we are so inattentive to Krishna, because we are so absent-minded to Krishna, we are also so inattentive to the holy name. You can see how dear Krishna is to you, how much your Shraddha has grown and given you virya, by how present-minded you are. Let's see, how little absent-minded you are during chanting. Because the same problem you have with Krishna, you have with the holy name. Or let me turn it around. The same problem which you have with the holy name, you have with Krishna. And you need to correct it here. You need to correct it in relationship to the holy name. Then your relationship to Krishna will be corrected also. Here you need to work, because Krishna comes in the life of a conditioned soul through his holy name. He will not give you direct darshan first. He will first give you a taste in the holy name. So here you need to work. You are pilgrims. You have the best orientation. That's why you have come to Vrindavan. Now please make your residence in Vrindavan a full success by understanding Dham means Nam. Here in the Nam, you will meet the Lord and the Queen of the Dham. Very important. This means Shraddha. You must place your Shraddha in the process. You must be like the gold searcher, or however you call them. You must try and try again until you find the gold. This Shraddha is necessary for your path in Krishna consciousness. My dear devotees, I have taken very big words in my small mouth. I am not a good chanter, but this much I have understood from the teachings of my spiritual master, that we need to chant. I just was reading a few letters of Prabhupada where he said to his disciples, one disciple said, Prabhupada, I'm chanting 48 rounds now. Prabhupada said, no, you should chant 64. Now, the chanting, to work on our chanting, does not necessarily mean to work on the quantity of our rounds. It means to just work on the faith. Yeah? And that faith needs to gradually grow by chanting good rounds and then increasing the rounds. This faith in the holy name will carry you over all obstacles. I will end with telling you a wonderful little story from Ram about the holy name, which is meant to give you Shraddha. You know, after the monkey army of Lord Ram had returned from Lanka, and they went back to Ayodhya to see how Ram was coronated, quickly afterwards the bridge disintegrated. It was removed by the Lord. So when there were a few people from Lanka who were there in Ayodhya, who had come to see the coronation of Lord Ram. It was Vibhishan, the brother of Ravan, and some of his people, his ministers. Vibhishan was becoming the next king. So they said, how will we come back to Lanka? The bridge is no longer there. Vibhishan said, I give you something very simple. This will carry you. And he gave them a leaf like this. This is a paper leaf, but it was made a real leaf. And you take this and have firm faith that this will help you. It comes from the king. It comes from Ram. It will bring you over the ocean. So the demons, the ministers, you know, they come from Lanka. They are not good. They went to the ocean and they went into the water. And it became knee deep. And they started to walk and not go and not sink in the ocean. Have you ever done this? I think it's not possible, you know, to walk in the ocean and the water always remained knee-deep. Middle of the ocean, one of the ministers said, let's see what's in that leaf. And everyone got their leaf out and folded it open and saw, that's the name of Ram. Ram? The name of Ram is carrying us over the water? We can't believe it. The moment they said this, we can't believe it. They were sinking in the ocean and drowning. My dear devotees, have faith. Have faith in the holy name. Have faith in the scriptures. And the scriptures which reveal to you, Kale dhosha nide rajan, asti heka mahat gunan, kirtanat eva krishnasya, mukta sangha param vrajet. Huh? You know, the Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. But there's one good quality, and that is simply by the Krishna kirtan. Kirtanat eva, one can mukta sangha, become free from all troubles, and param vrajet, go to the supreme braj, the supreme kingdom of God. That is possible by kirtanat eva krishnasya, the holy name. Thank you very much for listening. Hare Krishna. I think we are already over time, correct? So, what is the time? Someone? Oh, scandal. I'm keeping you from your breakfast. We will not have any questions. Everything is clear. You know what to do. Hare Krishna.